Washington Post reviews every possible regulatory change made under Trump. Finds none contributed to East Palestine train derailment. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 27, 2023. The Washington Post reviewed every possible regulatory change that was made under the Trump administration and found that none of them contributed to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. We decided to examine every possible regulatory change made under Trump that could be related to the accident and assess whether it could have made an impact, read a review published Monday by Glenn Kessler at The Washington Post. From our analysis, none of the regulatory changes made during the Trump administration at this point can be cited as contributing to the accident, Kessler added. The review of every possible regulatory change made under Trump was conducted after U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was called out for falsely claiming that a proposed rule withdrawn in 2018 under the Trump administration had contributed to the train disaster in Ohio. Even a member of Biden's own administration, National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, Chair Jennifer Homendy, called Buttigieg's claims about the East Palestine train derailment misinformation. On Thursday, The New York Times also acknowledged in a report that the claims that former President Donald Trump's administration was responsible for the train derailment in East Palestine due to it rolling back a rail safety rule is inaccurate. But by that point, it was already too late, as the false claim initially made by Buttigieg on February 14 had already circulated on social media, where people regurgitated the transportation secretary's remarks, spreading confusion and falsehoods across the internet. While Buttigieg pointed his finger at Trump, the 45th president visited East Palestine, where he delivered truckloads of bottled water to residents who are worried about water quality in the area following the train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals into the environment. After Trump's visit to the Ohio town, Buttigieg followed, visiting East Palestine the next day. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has yet to visit the affected area. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.